97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, I have audio cut of the day forthcoming here. Don't forget, we have our final Reardon Roundtable this Friday before Election Day. Jane will be here, former Senator Lamping, State Rep Steve Butts. Also on Friday, CBS News correspondent Aaron Moriarty. Aaron and the team from 48 Hours came in over the summer, and they're doing a story on my friend Chris Smith, who was shot in the head a few years ago, the night before Thanksgiving. Chris is going to give us a preview of that tomorrow, but Aaron, who interviewed me for the story, I'm told I will have a small appearance in 48 Hours. But she's going to be with us on Friday to talk about the story. They had a lot of interest in Chris's story, which is really amazing if you haven't heard it. For our next guest, let me play a little intro music here.
Oh, I love trash.
There you go. Dwayne Patterson is with us, a contributor at hotair.com. I figured this was perfect for you. Oscar the Grouch, how are you?
That is so hysterical to me. Hi, Mark. How you doing? Did Fred tell you the text that I just sent him right before I went on?
He did, but here's the deal. I opened with Oscar the Grouch a couple hours ago, so I had the music handy, so it was a perfect fit because, yeah, you said, well, you can tell the audience what you said to Fred.
Well, you know, Fred was giving me a 10-minute heads up that I'm going to go on. I said, that's great, I'm here. You know, it's your world. I just live in it. And he said, in a dump. And I said, we are all Oscar the Grouch today.
Yes, yes.
And,
well, I thought,
and the reason this is so funny, I know we're going to get to all wherever you want to go, but the reason this is so funny is there is no chance that you just saw this. This literally hit on Twitter X about 30 seconds ago, while you were in your break. There is now video of Donald Trump riding shotgun in a garbage truck in his signature orange construction safety vest. And on the side of the garbage truck, it now says Trump Vance 2024, Make America Great Again. And he's holding a presser.
I'm looking at it. I'm going to retweet it from Breaking 911 right now. This is amazing.
In Green Bay, Wisconsin, he's doing this. It's the greatest thing in the world. You thought the McDonald's stunt was the greatest troll job ever. This may have just broken the internet.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad that you guided me. I'm going to retweet this right now. That is brilliant.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
And, you know, let's just talk about the last, let's go back to maybe even 72 hours, because this thing with Madison Square Garden takes on a life of its own. And then Joe Biden says what he did last night and just kind of canceled the whole thing for Kamala, didn't he?
Canceled it and then some, actually. You know, you kind of in your mental image. I wish I had the skill set to do video production like I do with audio. I'm a radio guy. I do sound.
Me too.
But I would love to see the bit of Kamala Harris on the ellipse, right? And you see the White House as a backdrop behind her, and then as she's speaking, the camera zooms in past Kamala Harris and zooms in tighter and brings the White House into view and keeps moving in, keeps scrolling in until you get to the Oval Office. You go through the window of the Oval Office and you see Joe Biden hunched over his laptop on the Resolute desk, telling half the country they're garbage and giving the bird to Kamala Harris through the window. That's what you want to see, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, Tom Bevin raised this point, too. At the same time she's doing all that, he's on this Zoom call saying that there's not a lot of coordination there, is there?
Doesn't seem to be, does there?
No, it doesn't seem to be, which maybe surprises me just a little bit.
Scott Jennings on CNN last night said, look, you want to go with the apostrophe nonsense? I don't buy it for a second, but I'll give you your premise. Here's the thing. You can try to defend and deflect it all you want. What in the world was he doing stepping on her big moment?
Yeah.
It's political malpractice, unless, of course, he meant to do it.
Sue, Dwayne just confused me. He mentioned the name Scott Jennings. Do you know that name at all? Have you?
Yes, I do.
We've lost him, Dwayne. He's a dear friend of mine. He's been a contributor for 8 years, and CNN is demanding so much of him. I've lost my friend Scott. We'll have him back. We're going to get him on before the election, but I had to kind of throw in a little joke about that because he's been killing it. You've seen him, right? He's been killing it on CNN.
Oh, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of McConnell guys that are out there. And say what you want about Mitch McConnell. I know a lot of people on, you know, in Trump world don't like him at all. But the team that McConnell had around him, John Ashbrook, the guys from the Ruthless podcast, Scott Jennings was another McConnell guy.
That's right.
He had world-class communicators, and they're the next generation of messengers, and they're great.
Well, let's kind of look at the landscape here, Dwayne. I'm nervous because I feel good about next week, and that's sometimes a dangerous place to be.
Yeah, but it's a good thing to be nervous. You'd much rather be in that position than think that all was lost and how am I going to put a happy face on the radio for the next week.
I agree. And I've talked to several of our pundits. I'm sure some of these folks you talk to every once in a while, Josh Krasauer, Selena Zito, were both on earlier. And I think they both said the same thing. Look, at this point in this game, you'd much rather be in Trump's position with the polling than Kamala's. Now, there's a couple of outliers that came out today. One that showed him with a 5-point deficit, I think, in Michigan. And I don't know that I believe that. Do I think that she can still win Michigan? Sure, because it's going to be close. But again, we all focus on Pennsylvania right now.
We all focus on Pennsylvania. The two outliers you're talking about are Michigan and Wisconsin. They were conducted by CNN. CNN didn't do the polling. They ordered the polling. They were the customer. The people that did the polling was Susquehanna. Now, going into this, Susquehanna, do you know what their miss was on the final Wisconsin and Michigan poll in 2020? Do you know what their error rate was?
No, I don't. Significant?
9.7%.
Oopsie. Yeah.
Yeah, they missed it by just a tad. They will not disclose, Susquehanna will not disclose the final poll as to what the ideological methodology is, what the partisan breakdown is. They won't tell you that. What they will tell you is they polled a whopping total of 800 people in Michigan and 700 people in Wisconsin. And that's how they know she's up. And of those, CNN's recap of the story says that Susquehanna weighted the poll based upon what they think the final the voter ID is going to be in those respective states, what they think it's going to be. Now, they won't tell you what they think that number is. We're just to trust them, apparently. Here's
yeah,
what
course.
I think happened there. CNN was the place that Kamala Harris literally did a swan dive into a concrete empty pool on their with the town hall with Anderson Cooper, right? That was last Thursday. CNN picks up the phone, calls Susquehanna and says, we've got to do something or we're not going to have anything that we can talk about. We've got to maintain this thing as close. Give me a poll that shows Kamala up in swing states. Yes, sir. CNN, we'd be happy to do that. And so they did a suppression poll. And the suppression poll they came out with all of a sudden magically shows Kamala Harris up 6. Here's the problem. There is also a Rasmussen poll. There is a Fox News poll. There is 2 other polls that all show movement towards Trump from where it was even a month ago. And they have it at either a tie at the worst or Trump up 2 at best.
Yeah,
in the same state. It's an outlier. It doesn't work.
So let me play. And I haven't heard this audio yet. I pulled this. Sometimes I'm doing the show. You can appreciate this. I see a clip. I want to hear it. Ethan pulled this. This is Harry Enten on CNN basically saying, look, if he wins this thing, the signs were there.
Just 28% of Americans, voters, think the country is going in the right direction, is on the right track. And I want you to put that into a historical perspective for you. Okay, what's the average percentage of the public that thinks that the country is on the right track when the incumbent party loses? It's 25%. That 25% looks an awful bit like that 28% up there. It doesn't look anything like this. 42% doesn't look anything like this 28%. So the bottom line is, very few Americans think the country is on the right track at this particular point. It tracks much more with when the incumbent party loses than with it wins. In fact, I went back through history. There isn't a single time in which 28% of the American public thinks the country is going on the right track in which the incumbent party actually won. They always lose when just 28% of the country believes that the country is on the right track.
By the way, I think 28 is inflated, if I had to guess. Talk about an inflated poll. I think it's more like 15%, but that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely. The sign, and Harry's right. The signs are there. Now, can you create a universe where Kamala wins? Yeah. The universe is she gets shellacked pretty much everywhere, but they swamp the Rust Belt states with women voters and they juice their women turnout that are voting on the abortion issue and nothing else. and they eke out, you know, 5-vote victories in the 3 Rust Belt states, and that gets her to 270. That's it. That's their only true path. Now, I think the odds of that happening are less than 1%. You look at early voting in Wisconsin, in the WOW counties, the Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee counties, which are the caller counties north and
right
west
around,
of Milwaukee.
Yeah, right around. Waukesha County is right to the west. It's sort of for folks here living in St. Louis and people like Chesterfield or an area like that.
Right. Those are Republican strongholds, and Trump is killing it in early voting, way up over where they were in 2020. Simultaneously, in Dane and Milwaukee counties, Democratic strongholds, their turnout she's still up. Kamala Harris is still up. But the numbers they're turning in are way off of where they were 4 years ago. Same thing's happening in Pennsylvania. Democrats are terrified because they keep looking for votes to bank in Philly, and they're just not there. She's ahead. You know, Philly is still voting in larger numbers in early voting for Kamala than Trump. But statewide, if you look at the early vote to date, the Democrats have banked somewhere around 380,000 votes. They banked 1.1 million.
The trends are fascinating. They really are. Look, I would love to talk more about this. I'm up against the clock here because we've gone on too long. Dwayne, it's been great to get your insights. We're almost across the finish line, and we'll talk again soon. I appreciate coming on this afternoon.
You got it.
Get more at 971talk.com.